I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth talks with a Wellfleet cook using local fruit to make an old-fashioned soda.
Kim Skopich has a stand at the Wellfleet Farmers Market where she sells preserves. Usually there's something I've heard of, jams, jellies, chutneys, what you'd expect. But the other day she showed up with a fruit syrup popular during the colonial era.
So Shrub is a colonial soda, and it's made with equal parts of fruit, vinegar, and sugar.
It's nothing like any soda I've ever tasted. It is bubbly, but the similarities end there. First of all, you can smell the vinegar. But when you take a sip, there's only a hint of vinegar flavor, just enough to brighten the taste of the fruit and cut the sweetness of the sugar.
It's sweet, but it definitely has the taste of vinegar and, of course, the bloom of the fruit that you use.
Right now, Kim's using beech plums that she picks on the bayside in Wellfleet.
I take the fruit and cook it a little bit with the vinegar. I let it steep overnight, and then I strain the juice, and then I add sugar to that and boil it again, and then bottle it.
This makes a thick, clear syrup. Confusingly, both the syrup and the drinks made with it are called shrub. Plymouth Plantation sells shrub as one of its historic foods, and according to them, the word shrub comes from the Arabic sharab, which means drink. To get the shrub syrup, Kim strains the cooked fruit, sugar, and vinegar once through cheesecloth to get out any remaining fruit, and then again through coffee filters to remove sediment.
It's a very clear, colorful, but transparent liquid, and very thick because of, you know, the sugar.
How do you do the finished drink?
It makes a syrup, which you can then dilute with sparkling water or regular water. You can add it to wine. You can add it to alcohol.
In addition to soda, the fruit syrup is excellent in cocktails, and it's seeing a renaissance in high-end restaurants interested in local foods. There was an article this summer in the Boston Globe about a cocktail made with cucumber shrub. And right now at Russell House Tavern in Cambridge, there's a blueberry balsamic shrub on the menu. Historically, though, shrub was made as a way to preserve fruit.
The colonials used apple cider vinegar. Of course, they were making their own vinegar with apples, but they primarily used apple cider vinegar when they were making their sodas. And these would keep without refrigeration, and it was a way to use what was left from the fruit harvest and keep it for the winter months.
Shrub lost popularity in the early 1900s with the advent of home refrigeration. Kim learned about the preserve through old cookbooks, and the recipe she uses is adapted from a 1934 book called From Cape Cod Kitchens. She's made all kinds of different flavors, raspberry, peach, lavender, but beech plums are a favorite.
I wanted to take beech plums in a different direction, and it's a very light, delicate fruit, as you know. So I used a white balsamic vinegar, which has a tinge of sweetness that I think complements the beech plums.
And what other fruits do they suggest making it with?
Oh, you can use grapes, you can use cranberries, you can use peach. You can really use any kind of fruit.
Berries are the most traditional for shrubs, as they don't keep long and need to be preserved quickly when you've got a glut. I loved the non-alcoholic version of beech plum shrub I tried with Kim, and I also think raspberry shrub and champagne would make a good spritzer. You can learn more about the history of shrub and the modern-day drink on our website. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Elspeth has put up a link to several shrub recipes and ideas for how to use them in cocktails and sodas on our website. That's at capeandislands.org, where you'll also find our free podcast of the Local Food Report. This show was edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.